It's been 20 years since you grooved to their ballads. All for One is back and better than ever, and we've got Delius Kennedy from the group joining us on the line. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great on this fine, hot day in Los Angeles.
Perfect. Well, you know what? I think it's crazy to think that 20 years has gone by, isn't it? I can only imagine for you how that must feel.
Man, it doesn't feel like 20 years at all. It feels like it was just yesterday, and I'm trying to stay young. I'm trying to stay, active, to compete with all these young kids. it feels like it was just yesterday when we started.
Well, it's crazy. So I'm doing some quick math here then. I just turned 33, so I was then, 13. But here's the deal. Still remember every word to songs like, I Swear, I Can Love You Like That. So that's saying something about your music then, isn't it? The fact that generations remember it all word for word, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. When we first started, we wanted to do songs that were like up-the-moment songs, there were big songs like Rump Shaker and Whoop There It Is and all those clever songs. And our manager at the time was like, that's all nice and everything, but we need to make sure that you guys record career songs, songs that will be around for the next 20 years that allow you guys to keep working. And, we used to get mad. It was like, oh. But, in hindsight, he was exactly right. So, yeah.
Let's talk about that, though, because obviously the music industry has changed in a lot of ways. There's, the computerized technology and the social media element as well, right? Everybody's putting all their stuff out there online. True harmony, though, like you guys have in the group, very hard to find these days, isn't it? It seems.
Yeah, I think it's very hard to find on the radio. I think there are people on YouTube and stuff that are doing that and love that. But like you said, the music industry as far as radio has changed so much that it's hard for the mass audience to find that sort of thing, which is kind of sad because, if you look at it right now, there's not one group at the R&B group, guy or girl, that is on the radio right now.
Why do you think that is, though, right? Because if we appreciated we appreciated that 20 years ago. So why do you think it is that it's not getting as much, front and center attention as it did back then? Like you're saying, you have to find these people on YouTube, but you've really got to search, right?
Yeah, you really have to search. I'm not exactly sure. I think there should be like some sort of panel with all the media conglomerates, the Clear Channels and the CBS radios and all those. It's just, somehow have some sort of talk about what's going on with the state of radio, because everything is so image-driven and so produced and published that they're not really discovering, those superstars. I was having a conversation just the other day, and I was like, who are the big superstars of today? The Celine Dion, the Whitney Houston, the Luther Vandross that we had back in the day, and I couldn't really name any. I mean, we have Beyonce, and I think Bruno Mars is on his way. Outside that, I can't really think of who was that, telltale artist.
And see, then when I make comments or references to groups from back in the day, people call me old. But I think that's when music was the best, though, was, 10, 15 years ago before computers took over.
No, I agree. But then part of me also laughs as I'm getting older because I wonder if, my parents said the same thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
I remember when Motown was this, and now all of a sudden, if I wonder, am I just getting older? Or is that just the truth? I tend to think that's the truth because everything is computerized and everything, record labels don't really develop artists anymore. You get one or two singles, you better hope they hit and do very well before they're on to the next, artist.
Let's talk about that then over 20 years, because obviously, people go through changes in life, you might get married, you might have kids, you might have, whatever could happen. So when it comes to songwriting and when it comes to how you put your life into your music, have you grown? Have you changed? What's developed over the last 20 years?
Over the last 20 years, I think, we've obviously grown tighter as a group. We're pretty tight-knit group as it is, which is one of the reasons why we stayed together with the four original members for so long. But our new album, 20 Plus, we tried to grow, and we tried to give you what you love about All For One. So you'll have the types of songs that are I Swear or So Much To Love, the acapella stuff. You have a little bit of the R&B, and then, we try a little something different with some of the up-tempos and just, still try to expand the audience as well.
What's your favorite song on the album?
Oh, man, it's so tough. Jamie would always say it's like choosing your favorite child.
Yeah.
But I do have a couple of favorites on the record. Now That We're Together is one of my absolute favorites on the record. the acapella, because we just love singing acapella. Save It All For Me is a good one. And then Chariot is also one of my favorites.
So speaking of favorites, you guys, over the course of 20 years, you've toured really all over the world, haven't you? I want to know which of your songs gets the biggest reaction from crowds at a show. Like, does it depend on the country? Because I've heard that audiences, you know, like in Asia are different than in North America. So what do you experience when it comes to your fan favorites?
Yeah, there are definitely, obviously the big hits get big reactions, like I Swear and I Can Love You Like That and So Much Love. But then also in different regions, Someday from the Hunchback of Notre Dame gets a lot of attention. A song that was only released overseas, but was on our On and On record, was called Smile Like Mona Lisa, throughout Indonesia and Korea and all that. They love that song. I Will Be Right Here is another one that was, on the soundtrack that goes all over there. So it just depends. There's different regions have different singles at the time. We always try to find out what singles were in this region so we know which ones to put in the concert.
And I imagine, too, it's got to be really gratifying because you've got, you know, like, let's say my generation and then people my age are having kids and, you know, the parents are passing that music down. So you've got teenagers now that know your music and love that. I mean, that's pretty cool, too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's really weird sometimes that our audience sometimes gets younger. They were always like, you couldn't have been born when this song came out. And they're just, exactly like you said, you know, their parents had the record, or their brothers and sisters, older brothers and sisters had it and passed it down, and they became fans.
Now, you guys have a whole bunch of shows coming up. I guess the concert dates are on your website then, right?
Yes, all4one.com, all-4oh.com.
All right, we'll be sure to check it out. Well, Delius Kennedy from All For One, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it.